We're now joined by the head coach of the Mercer boys basketball team, Jeff Wyatt. Mercer finishes second to Winston in the conference tournament, lost on Saturday night in the conference championship game to Winston. And that game against the number two ranked team in the state in class two in the Milan Wildcats night up at Mercer, that has been canceled. It will not be made up. Mercer does have games coming up later in the week against Gilman City tomorrow night at home, and at East Harrison on Friday. Tri-County, the opponent for district play, and I think I'll dig out the district bracket here because I got a district bracket up, but it's not Mercer, so I'll go dig up that Mercer bracket as we talk with Coach Wyatt. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
How'd the boys play against Winston on Saturday night?
I thought we played pretty well defensively. Offensively, we didn't have a very good night shooting the ball. And I think part of that was due to probably Winston's defense. You know, we got several shots that we wanted, but, you know, they just didn't fall. And Cam Hartley had a really big game for us. He had 17 and kind of dominated inside for us. But we just weren't able to get that other person or player to score, to help out. So, but overall, I was pretty happy. We got it cut to five in the second half a couple times, and we're just never able to get over the hump and, you know, get it closer than that. So you got to give Winston credit. They're a very legitimate team, and, you know, we wish them the best in the state play.
Yeah, certainly. I think if you were to see them, would it be in the quarterfinals?
No, it would be sectionals.
Sectionals, all right. Well, anyway, if you see him again, that means you'll have a pretty good week next week. That would be a good thing.
That's true. You know, our district is no cupcake by no means. I don't think any district in the northwest part of the state's a cupcake by any means. So there's a lot of quality teams. So if we would happen to face them, you know, we're going to go on a pretty good run here in the next week or so.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that district here. I got the bracket up in front of me here in just a little bit. As you look back at last week's tournament, Coach, on the boys' side, you beat North Harrison, kind of a low-scoring ball game. Looks like 47-26 on Friday night. We've been talking about rust and just, you know, not a lot of time in the gym, not a lot of practice time. That was a lower scoring ball game. Was rust a result of that, or just two pretty good defenses?
Oh, I think it was probably a combination of both. North Harrison is a very good defensive team, and we played exceptionally well defensively that night, which, you know, kept the scores down. I believe that we held them to 6 points in the first half, and they hit a three at the buzzer. I think they banked a three in or something like that. So I was very proud of our defensive effort. Offensively, we just never seemed to get in a rhythm. And I think that was due to, you know, we hadn't played and hadn't been in the gym. And honestly, I think that carried over into the next night as well.
Yeah, you know, conditioning's one thing, and I'm sure one has to do with the other. But I saw a lot of games last week, too, where it just looked like shots weren't going in. And some of that is just, you know, tired legs. That can certainly be a factor in shots not going in as consistently as they usually do.
It can. I didn't really feel like we were, you know, the conditioning was a huge factor for us, you know, because we did extend that energy on the defensive end. But I don't know what it was. I'm sure it had something to do with it. But, you know, we got in yesterday for a little bit in the afternoon and kind of had an open gym, and the boys shot quite a bit, and you know, we were trying to prepare for today, and now that's called off. So you know, we're not going in today because the roads keep deteriorating. So we'll just have to see what tomorrow brings, and hopefully we can get back in and get some gym time here before too long.
Yeah, I know that by tomorrow night it sounds like it's going to be okay, but that's not the big issue. The big issue is trying to get the country kids into to Mercer and play a game tomorrow night, so we'll see if that happens or not. Gilman City schedule will be at your place for senior night, Coach, and you know, Gilman doesn't have the best record in the world, but it seems that they're really improving here as you get into February.
I have heard they've been playing a lot better. I know they had some close games here lately. So, you know, it's definitely we want to hold our spot in the conference. We got two conference games coming up this week to make sure that we do that. So, you know, we're not going to look past anybody. And, you know, we definitely want to finish the season on a good note and get into district play. And, you know, hopefully, like we talked earlier, you know, we get on a run and we get to play in a better basketball at the right time.
Yeah, you go to, I think it's Ridgeway that you go to. They have two gyms over there, but you're playing East Harrison at Ridgeway on Friday?
I think that's correct. I don't really know for sure which place we're going, but I know it's on the road, and I think it's a homecoming game for them. So, you know, they'll definitely have a large crowd, and, you know, that always brings the energy up. So anytime you go on the road, you know, you're going to have to play a little bit better, and, you know, hopefully we're prepared for that.
I know that weather plays a factor because it's hard to get the kids, if it's impossible to get the kids in some cases, into the gym for practice if you don't have school. But assuming that after today, that things are better weather-wise as you head toward district, Coach, what's kind of your early thoughts about how often you'd like to get the guys into the gym to practice before next week?
We'd like to get in every day that, you know, we can. You know, we'll take the weekends off and different things like that, but you know, we want to at least get in and shoot some. Conditioning is not really that big a thing right now, but just keeping our shooting touch and some different things like that, that's definitely what we're looking to do. So we definitely want to get the kids in the gym and, you know, get their bodies loosened up a little bit like that and do it, put a lot of shots up. So that's kind of what we're looking to do, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, you would be the first one to say, and I'd agree with you, that, you know, getting the number one seed is a good thing, but it also doesn't mean that it's going to guarantee that you're just going to romp through a tournament that's going to be pretty good. Take a look at this tournament. You get the one seed. I think the biggest thing with that is that North Harrison and Pattonsburg, they get to battle one another. Certainly North Harrison's on their home floor. Pattonsburg, I've seen them. That's a very good number two seed. Worth County and Albany are the four and the five. So you start with Tri-County on Monday night of next week at 7 o'clock. Just as a whole, Coach, what are you looking for out of districts, and what is your message going to be to your team when it concerns postseason play?
You know, you just can't look past anybody. I mean, when you get into that time of year, anything can happen, and, you know, we have to go take care of business every night that we walk out on the court, and, you know, hopefully everything goes our way. So that's the main message, is you can't look past anybody. You have to be really prepared, you know, for anything. You know, this time of year, you know, teams are going to be playing different defenses and different things like that. Everybody's kind of got an idea of what everybody does. So, you know, nobody wants to go home early, so everybody's going to be, you know, playing probably their best basketball. So it's usually the team that executes the best, and then luck has a lot to do with it. So, you know, whatever team can get on a roll, and, you know, in this district, I think there are several teams that can get on a roll and probably win the whole thing. So, you know, we're just going to try and prepare and, you know, look to do those things. So that's kind of what we're looking for right now.
In districts, you know, you've been around long enough, as I have, to know that the minute that a favorite, not on the ropes per se, but the longer that an underdog stays in a game in districts and you have that you better win or you're going home and you're hanging up your shorts at the end of the night scenario, that raises the pressure pretty quickly. So districts, they just have a completely different feel than the regular season.
They do, and, you know, and that's one thing about our kids. We've got some older kids that's been through that before. You know, they've played for a district championship the last 2 years, and as freshmen, you know, they were able to win a district championship. So, you know, we've been there. You know, our kids understand that, and that's been one thing good about these guys, is you don't have to do a lot of talking. They understand what's at stake, and you know, and we just kind of go out and we're going to try and take care of business. We know that there's some very good teams there, and we can't look past anybody. And, you know, hopefully we're prepared. And when the ball tips up, you know, we'll find out who the better team is. So that's kind of how we approach districts.
Well, and, of course, Mercer has to keep winning to keep playing in districts. Here are the dates going from the top half of the bracket. Mercer Tri-County on Monday the 18th at 7. Semifinal would be Wednesday the 20th against either Worth County or Albany at 6. And the district championship game is Friday, February 22nd at 6:30. It's up at North Harrison High School in Eagleville. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you.